I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
People think I've got a problem with being intimate, and that's not the case. I just don't like to make out. I like to flip pancakes and do all that other stuff, but the whole kissing and making out and the
When's the last time you had just a really passionate, good makeout sesh? Be real. You should, okay, that's your homework.
I can't tell you
that's
when.
Your homework this weekend. You need to make out with Linz.
Kiss
her passionately.
But can I touch her?
After, but start off with, like, you know.
How long do I have to kiss?
I don't know. I can touch? Be in the moment, but like, give her like a passion. Does she like to kiss?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, well, yeah. Give the woman some passion.
I can't after this story. There's a 52-year-old lady. Her name's Yulette. She's in Michigan, my home state, and she was sucking face with a pretty old dude. He's 68 years old. He probably didn't even have his teeth in at the time, and she started biting his tongue. You ever do that?
Oh my God.
Like a little nibble, nibble.
Like, no.
You ever make out with a guy and you do it or he does it where he'll bite your lip a little bit? Some people think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, lip is different than tongue.
Well, they're near each other. What's the difference?
There is a big difference.
I've never bitten a tongue.
There's a big
while making
difference.
Out, but I've definitely, you bite the bottom lip, but don't bite it.
You're just like nibble, nibble.
Not even a nibble, but like a...
Wow, that was, seeing that visual was a lot. That was a lot.
You should see Liv's face.
It's like I just heard my parents hooking up. I don't want to think about
it. Here, Liv, look, it looks like this, like...
Stop.
I saw what
that's
you did.
Sexual harassment. You can go to our bosses for that.
Oh, it says the man who rips his shirt off almost every day.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sexy, you can't handle it.
He's
okay?
Like, guys, if you want me to take one for the team tomorrow, I'll take my shirt off and then you can throw darts at me and we'll see who's going to win the
and
Super Bowl.
Like, no,
we're like, no,
we
we're
don't
good.
Need your shirt off. He's always like, wait, you guys,
I can take my shirt off.
I'm like, no one's asking you to, man.
Hey, you guys.
Just saying, I'm a team player over here. Never hear either one of you offering
really,
to take your shirts off.
I really don't
off.
Mind taking my shirt off. Just saying.
Okay. Well, if you change your mind, let me know. So here's the story, though. This lady and this dude, they're making out, and she bit his tongue so hard that she took off 1 inch of his tongue.
Oh, my
A whole God. Inch?
A whole inch. Some guys are like, oh, my God, an inch is all I got. But she took an inch off of his tongue. Cops, when they arrived with the paramedics, found it on the bedroom floor.
Oh, gross. Now, is this the type of thing you sew it back on, like if you lose a fingertip?
I hope so. She was arrested for aggravated assault, and the guy got rushed to the hospital, and I could not find an update if they were able to actually reattach the tongue or not.
It would never have the same sense of feeling, would it?
I don't know.
Bath salts are crazy.
I don't know what she was on, so... Maybe that's the reason why you don't want to make out. Just throwing it out there. It's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
All right, coming up next, really excited about this. We're going to be talking to a Texas teacher. He teaches Spanish at Bel Air High School. We're talking about Dr. Trevor Buffoni. If you don't know who he is, you're about to learn. This guy is viral for all the right reasons.
He's got all the moves.
Coming up next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.